This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named John Zugda, J-O-H-N-Z-U-G-Z-D-A. Date of birth 01/27/1953. Date of appointment January 12, 2026. Requesting physician. Linda Selby, L-I-N-D-A-S-E-L-B-Y. / Dr. Robert Droege, R-O-B-E-R-T-D-R-O-E-G-E. Dear Dr. Droege, I have the pleasure of seeing John Zugda today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 72-year-old right-handed Caucasian man. In November, he was out for deer hunting. About 3 hours, he was sitting on his right leg, which was flexed fully. When he came home, he felt that his right leg is weak, right foot was dropped. He went to chiropractor 2 times. No testing done. He does not have any pain, only numbness and weakness. No back problem. He has a history of right tibia and fibula fractured 47 years ago. Past medical history. Tinea capitis, gout, atherosclerotic heart disease, hematuria, left knee pain. Past surgical history, CABG, C-A-B-G, right second finger amputation, undescended testicle removed. Allergy to dye. Medications, tamsulosin, metoprolol, atorvastatin, amlodipine, aspirin, dutasteride. Multivitamin, social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, married, live with the wife, have 4 children. Family history, mother deceased with diabetes, father deceased, heart problem, 1 brother alive and having, rewrite again, 1 brother deceased which had heart issue. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, musculoskeletal, and genitourinary system. I found out that he is having leg pain on walking, hearing loss, numbness and tingling, weakness, trouble walking on the right side. Physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present. Next, upper, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema, neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia. No dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal. Hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5/5, except right tibial is anterior 1/5. His right index finger is amputated. Deep tender reflexes 2/4 plantar. Deep tender reflexes 2/4, except ankle reflexes absent. Sensory system examination revealed decreased pain prick and vibratory sensation in both feet. Assessment and pain, 72-year-old. Right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number 1, right peroneal motor neuropathy. Number 2, right foot drop. Number 3, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number 4, S1 radiculopathy on the right side. Next paragraph, at this time I would like to order MRI of the LS spine, EMG of the lower extremities, and blood test including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron, binding capacity, and vitamin D. I would like to see him back in my office in about 1 month. I also ordered the physical therapy. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.